This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, it's planting season in mid-Illinois, but farmers aren't the only ones who are busy putting seeds in the ground. Vegetable gardens, flowers, and many other types of plants are being planted. And if that's something you're interested in, the Montgomery County Garden Club is having a meeting tomorrow. Today, we'll visit with club member Joyce Bishop about club activities, their meetings, and how you can get involved.
Well, our group is loosely affiliated with the University of Illinois Extension Services, and that, of course, is sponsor of Master Gardeners. However, you certainly don't have to be a Master Gardener to be part of this club. The main criterion is just an enthusiasm for gardening, and we do collect $10 dues once a year. So anyone with an interest in gardening is very welcome in our club.
Well, sounds great. So do you have experienced gardeners, new gardeners? I mean, and do you have really big gardens, small, just in your backyard?
They're just an immense variety. Some of the interests of our garden, some gardeners are mainly interested in edible vegetables, berries. Others work very hard to have a colorful landscape. Some specialize in daylilies. Some are very interested in water features and ponds. And then I personally like prairie plants. We have a prairie garden with native plants and plant to accommodate butterflies like the monarch and others that are native.
You brought up an interesting point. You said some people are focused on edible, and then you're bringing up these other things as well. When I think of gardening, I'm thinking edible. I'm thinking vegetables, but obviously there's a lot more.
We have a wide range of interests.
Yeah, that's neat, I guess. Something I'm not experienced with. So tell us about the activities that the group does. I know you probably have some meetings. What else do you do?
Well, most of our meetings involve visiting different club members' gardens, and we may see one or two or three of an evening. We usually meet on a summer evening, and we often have a carry-in meal. The first one that's coming up, it's on April 27th. We'll take a greenhouse tour at the home of Dan and April Probst, who live on the blacktop that runs between Fillmore and Nokomis. The address there is 22291 North 14th Avenue, Nokomis. April has a greenhouse, and she'll have some plants available for purchase, and we'll also have a free plant exchange where members bring in their surplus. April invites us to bring garden hints and tips to share. Now, this is the plant exchange, and a carry-in dinner will take place at 5:30 in the evening. However, if you wanted to just go and see the greenhouse without the other activities, you can go at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
And is there someone that, if someone was listening and wanted to go but had some questions, that they could contact for just a little bit more information?
They can contact me. My name is Joyce Bishop, and my cell number is 217-549-4519. Or another member is Nancy Jones. Her number is 217-556-6546.
Joyce, you may have already talked a little bit about this in the beginning, but how long has your group been meeting, and how long have you been doing these sorts of things?
It's been going on for several years. I moved back here 5 years ago, and I knew that was one thing I wanted to do, so I got involved then, but it had been organized for several years prior to that also.
Okay. Well, I guess I wanted to get a little bit of a gardening update from you. It's that time of year. Everybody's itching to be working outside, and we're mowing our yards now. So do you have your garden planted already? Is it still early, or how are things going for you this spring?
Well, I have my first batch of lettuce and radishes and Swiss chard planted, because I just get really hungry for those green things early in the season. I'm about ready to plant some more, but I'll wait until my choice is to wait until closer to May, when the soil is really warm, before I plant things like beans and seeds and the already started plants that are available everywhere.
Do you start, like your lettuce that you mentioned, do you start that from seed and then transplant it, or do you just plant the seed directly in the ground outside?
My seed just goes right in the ground. I don't have the best luck trying to coddle things inside, and so it's just better to get it out there and let it get started.
What sorts of other things do you try to typically grow each year?
Well, I usually have some green beans, and I love to have cucumbers and summer squash, but the squash beetles like those too, and I haven't always had the best luck. And we plant some beets and potatoes. We've sort of cut back on gardening, those kinds of things, but we also have landscape flowers, and we're always puttering with those. And we have a small area of prairie grass and prairie plants that we're trying to get started. And so there's always something to do, and that's what we enjoy.
Yeah, sounds like it keeps you very busy. You had mentioned some of the beetles, having issues with those. Do you have a certain method that you use to try to protect some of your plants from insects, or is that something that is usually a problem that gets aggravating every
year?
Well,
I know there are products you can use, but since we also try to promote butterflies, we're conflicted on what to use and what not to use. And so most of the time I just decide I have to share some with the bugs.
Well, that's very nice of you. Well, Joyce, I think we've talked about a lot about the group and the things that you're growing at home. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you would like to share with us?
Well, I could talk about some of the upcoming events that we have. We're planning a trip to Missouri Botanical Garden in May. I don't want to give a date for that because I think we're going to adjust our plans, but we will finalize those plans at our April 27th meeting. Also in May, it'll be short notice, we are going to visit Loretta Piesold's peonies near Washville. In May 22nd, we're going to the home of Maggie Schomer. Now, she lives near Lake Yeager, north of Litchfield. In June, on June 14th, we're going to tour Hidden Valley Ranch. That's at 18 Old Quarry Lane near Litchfield. It's the home of Dale and Martha Jett. So these are all things that were coming up. Some have yet to be finalized, but we're looking forward to all these things.
Yeah, sounds great. Some great plans and tours for people to get in on. And I guess, Joyce, again, how someone could become a member and the details about the club if someone would like to get involved.
Anyone is welcome, anyone who's interested in gardening. There aren't any levels or things that you have to pass. We do collect $10 dues once a year. That just helps us provide our plasticware for our meals and the small expenses that we have. It's just a matter of showing up and be prepared to enjoy everybody's company.
And once again, that was Joyce Bishop with the Montgomery County Garden Club. And if you'd like more information about the club or the meeting happening tomorrow, you can reach Joyce at 217-549-4519. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.